paragraph Yud Gimel. V'alkein anshei hamaimad hoyu oiskim beparshas bereishis ubeparshas hazino. Now you'll understand something incredible. In the previous shir, Rav Nosson Zal explained parshas hazino. He explained that hazino is called a song, shirat hazino. That's what it's called. And yet, if you read the parsha, it's all about Moshe Rabbeinu taking all kinds of shots at the Jewish people. He's reprimanding us left and right about all the bad things, all the wrong things we did, etc. So Rav Nosson Zal asked, what's going on here? And he explained that this is the toichacha of the tzaddik. When Moshe Rabbeinu reprimands, what comes out of it is a sweet song. He doesn't present it in an ugly, negative way. He presents it in a way that inspires and motivates the person to want to do everything they can to reverse it. Because he gives the person hope. He tells the person, all your averus, it could be mitzvahs. In 1 minute, you could turn it all into mitzvahs. It's all in your hands if you do the right tshuva. So that's why it's called Shiras Ha'azino, the song of Ha'azino. Because from his toichacha, from his reprimand, comes forth praise and glory to Hashem. He doesn't destroy people. He doesn't get rid of Hashem's customers. He brings Hashem new customers. He takes people who thought that there was no hope for them, who thought that they were out already, and he brings them back with his sweet reprimand, with his toichacha, which is done in this shira. That was Parshas Hazino. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to connect, and now we spoke a little bit about Bereishis. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain one of the mysteries. Why is it that the Gemara tells us that when the Jews would bring korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim had their job? They were the ones who handled the sprinkling of the blood and the this and the that, the whole list of things. The Leviim had their job, the singing and the playing the musical instruments. And there were Yisraelim there in the Beis HaMikdash who were busy reciting certain portions of the Torah from Parshas Bereishis and Parshas Hazinu. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us why. Why Bedafka, these two parshias, are what accompanied the sacrifices that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash. The Alkain, based on what we've learned here, will understand why Anshei HaMaimad, those Yisraelim, those Jews who represented the entire Jewish nation in the Beis HaMikdash, those Jews who sat in the week or 2 weeks that they were there, participating, contributing their part to the bringing of Karbonos, Hayoes came to Parshas Bereishis or Parshas Hazinu. These are the two parshas that they read from to accompany the sacrifices that were being brought. Ki haKarbonos mechaprim v'nasim mehavoynes zechuyos. Because the sacrifices that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash were all about atoning for our sins. They are mechaper for our averos, and they help change, convert our averos into mitzvahs. Shezeh nasai debchinas nasa v'nishma. And we learned that action is brought about through a declaration of nasa v'nishma. Shehu toira utfila. We learned earlier that nasa nishma correspond to toira and tfila. V'alkein hoyu beveis hamikdash toira utfila. And this is why you find that what was the Beis HaMikdash all about? The Beis HaMikdash was all about Torah and Tefillah. Ki ikra Beis HaMikdash nikra Beis Tefillah. Because the most frequently used title of the Beis HaMikdash is, it's a Beis Tefillah, a house of prayer. Kamo Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, the famous Pasuk, V'haviyoisim el harkotshi v'simachtim beveis tefilosi. I will bring them on my holy mountain, and I will rejoice with them in my house of prayer. That's what Hashem calls the Beis HaMikdash. Kishom hayu oilin kol hatfilos. Because that's where all the prayers of all the Jewish people went up to heaven, from there. The Zohar HaKadosh says that all the tfilos that the Jews present from all over the world make two stops before they go up to heaven. One stop is the Moras HaMachpelah, to stop by at Avram Yitzhak Yaakov, who are the founders of Tefillah, the official founders of Shachris Min Harvis. The second stop is the Kosel Maravi, the Beis HaMikdash. All Tefillahs go up via there. V'chol HaKorbonos, Heim Bechinas Tefillah. And all the korbanos that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash are synonymous with tefillah. Shehi bimkoim korban. The Gemara tells us our prayers today are in place of the sacrifices that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash. So korbanos are synonymous with tefillah. V'alkein shom b'Beis HaMikdash hoyu as Sanhedrin yoishvim v'oiskim b'toira. So that's the tefillah section of the Beis HaMikdash. In addition, we know one of the most important organizations that sat in the Beis HaMikdash was the Sanhedrin, the highest body of Torah learning in Klal Yisrael, the Sanhedrin HaGdoila. And they were involved in Torah there. Ki heim hoyu oisin mi'atfila Torah, mi'anishman asekanal. Because Rabbein Nezal says over the Likutei Moran that a Jew has to always be converting nishma into nase, tfila into Torah. Nishma is tfila. Lishmoya el horino vel hatfila, the pasuk says, converting it into nase, which is Torah. So these Sanhedrin were taking all the tfilos of the Jewish people and all the karbonos that they were being brought, and they were converting that into Torah, into their piskei halachot. V'alkein anshei hamaimad hoyu oiskim b'parshas Bereishis. This is why those Jews who were representing Klal Yisrael on Beis HaMikdash, they would recite Parshas Bereishis, Shubchinas Nishma, Lasos Mehanishma Nase, to show that this is what we're involved in doing here in the Beis HaMikdash. We're trying to convert Nishma into Nase. We're trying to work on the Bereishis, the Nishma. Me'atfila Torah, Shaideze Iker Slichas Havoinos, because that's what really affects the forgiveness of sins. Shezeu Bechinas Shiras Hazinu, like the Shiras Hazinu. That's an example of sins being converted into mitzvahs through the great power of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, by his achieving the highest Nase v'Nishma, he went up to that place of Ayin, the place of Keser, where sins get converted to mitzvahs. V'alkein nikroim ma'amodois. And this is why those Jews who were in the Beis HaMikdash, who would recite these psukim of Parshas Bereishis and Hazinu in accompaniment to the korbanos, were called ma'amodois. That ceremony is called ma'amodois. Ki ein amida ela tefila, because the Gemara says amida refers to tefila. Writes over there in our chapter on the Likutei Moran regarding the Gemara that says Bimei Rab Gamliel hoyulaimdim Torah ba'amida, that during the time of Rab Gamliel the respect for Torah was so great that they wouldn't sit when they were learning. They would learn Torah, study Torah standing. Ayin Sham, look over there in Torah Chav Beis where Rabbein Nezal expounds on this. And Rabbein Nezal says there that this Amida refers to this Nase v'Nishma, when the Jews stood at Har Sinai. Ki anshei ha-maimad hoyu oimdim ala korbonos v'oiskim b'toira. Because these anshei maimad, these Yisraelim, who were in the Beis HaMikdash, representing Klal Yisrael while the korbonos were being brought, they would stand by while the korbonos were being sacrificed and they would be involved in Torah. Voyoisin mehanishma mibchinas tfila, bechinas korbonos, bechinas amida, and they would take the nishma, which is the tfila, which is the korbonos, and they would, which is amida, ki avoida sakorbonos vatfila hoyub amida daika, because we know that the sacrifices, all the procedures of the korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash had to be done standing. There was no sitting on the job. They had to stand in the Beis HaMikdash. And so too tefillah, our main tefillah, which is Shmon Esrei, is done ba'amida, standing. So they took this nishma, which is tefillah, which is this amida, hoyuos mize Torah. And they made from it, these anshei maimat made it into Torah. And this is what helps to bring about the forgiveness of sins through the ceremony of the korbanos being brought, because the korbanos were accompanied with reading from the Torah, this was the concept of combining nishma and nase. Nishma is tefillah, lishmoy larinua, and the nase is the Torah that the Anshei Maimad recited, and also the Torah that the Sanhedrin Agadoyla were teaching and paskening over there in the Beis HaMikdosh. Baruch Hashem. Once again, this wasn't an easy halacha, because it's based on a chapter in the Likutei Moran that's not easy at all. It's complicated, it's spiritual concepts. When you're hearing it for the first or second time, it scares you. But the more familiar you get with it, and the more if a person learns that Torah a few times, or they go over halacha a few times, everything has been explained very clearly, Baruch Hashem.